from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wake up!
I'm awake now. Guy just yelled at me. I'm awake now, Rob.
No yelling at 8 in the morning.
No, man.
You know?
We're supposed to be an easy-going morning show.
Well.
Yeah, with Squid here.
Yeah.
Well, you can sometimes he's nailed
on
a chalkboard, but nonetheless.
About as laid back as a rat on crack.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Sometimes I have to just move the microphone away from my face with you in here, Rob.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm not sure.
I'm sorry. Not sorry.
I just think about a.
You're welcome.
I'm just picturing, like, I picture a rat. Just anyway.
Yeah.
All cracked up.
What was that movie called? Cocaine Bear or whatever.
I never saw. People said that was good. I think people said it was good.
I saw a little bit of it.
And based on a true.
It was intriguing.
Yeah. True story.
Sounds.
But that bear just ingested all that coke and basically just exploded. He didn't go on a rampage.
If there was a cocaine raccoon, I would say that would be more about what we'd be looking at with Squidbilly.
And they got thumbs.
At the bear, I don't think so.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is time for the wake-up call. We want to hear from you, 404-726-0929. You can give us your thoughts on the Atlanta Hawks and the NBA draft and their selection of Zachary Richichet with the number one overall pick. The name I really like saying his last name.
Richichet.
I need to talk to him because I'm going to France.
So, oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I don't think it was him. I think it was Alex Sarr, who was actually born in Bordeaux, which I was thinking, oh, man, like all of a sudden I got thirsty.
They don't
That's
bathe
wine.
In France.
That's wine, yeah.
Yeah, all of a sudden I got thirsty.
I don't 30, like a Bordeaux.
Dirty French people, women with hairy armpits.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear the stories from what you see over there in Paris because I've never been. The Twitter is open as well, guys, at 929 Morning Shift. If you want to weigh in, our buddy Red Star, not excited about the Reese Shea pick. Nobody's buying that jersey. -5, don't trust him at all. Sad face.
Oh, -5. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Bet he's fun at parties.
-5.
Yeah, not buying that jersey, man. Not
buying, that jersey.
I don't think I'm going to go out and buy a Reese Shea jersey either just yet. But
I might do it out of spite.
That's not the point.
Yeah.
That's not the point. What is it going to be? My question will be, and we're going to have Mike Conti on here in 20 minutes, who obviously does the Hawks broadcast. My question for Mike is very much going to be game one, night one of the Hawks season. Is Reese Shea part of the starting lineup? And if not, how far do we get into the season or into his career before he is that type of player and an impact player?
I never really pay too much. I'll glance at it, you know, the rookie thing out in Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm going to be watching it this year, I think, especially with him.
Listen, if you are put in a situation where Reese Shea is not a early starter or at least has a massive role in this team, and you glance up at Washington and somehow Alex Starr, or really anybody else, because you had the number one pick. Yeah. But Alex Starr, more importantly, if you look at Alex Starr and all of a sudden he becomes the front runner for like rookie of the year, there is going to be a tumultuous group of people in this.
Well, we have Luca Trey 2.0 now, don't we?
Oh, no. Let's not go down that path. Let's just go to the Lions. Maybe it will be a safe place. I'm not sure it will be.
Bring
though.
The positive
Let's see.
Vibes.
Let's see
baby.
What Fred has to say. Good morning, Fred.
Hey, man.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Fred. So, my wake up call this morning has nothing to do with the draft. Tiffany, I would pay to see you and Bo race. You could like raise money for charity or something.
And pay per view.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other image I had with Tiffany, where you talking about you don't dance or you're awkward, is the Elaine dance. Elaine.
Oh,
from
my God. Oh, it's not that bad. Yes.
I am not that bad. I do have to have a drink or two to feel comfortable. But, you know, I just refrain from pretty much all moves.
I'm not a dancer either.
I can dance, actually. I look like the Scarecrow. I'm all over, but I'm, you know.
You look like the guy in front of the tire store.
Yeah. I need structure. That's what I need. Like, I could probably go do ballroom dancing
classes.
Like,
you need instruction, right?
It has probably to be salsa. Moves. Yes.
Not a good freestyler.
But I am not, no.
Yes.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
I can bring back the Running Man if you want. I will bring it back.
I will not shame my family. My cousins in South
Tiff
Florida will come for me. I just can't do that.
Picture Tiff doing the sprinkler. You know, the...
I can't.
The lawnmower, the grocery cart.
No. All right, let's go back to the lines. We got Squid Billion. Good morning.
What's up, Squid Billion? Thanks for visiting
morning,
even when
everybody.
Your boss isn't here.
Well, you know, the Squid Nation's got to represent.
Hey, you say good morning, Elder Squid. I'll try to do my impersonation.
Well, but he's not there, and
yeah,
you're not him.
So. That's all right. I'll do my impersonation. Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to do that. That would be sacrilegious. That would be
sacrilegious.
Kind of insane or something. But listen, I got to say, I know that like cavities and stuff, it's kind of genetic, you know, like whether you have a lot of cavities or don't have a lot
of
cavities.
It is?
Tooth enamel, yeah.
Oh, my God, I feel so vindicated. Yeah. Wow, thanks.
There you go.
Yeah. And I, like, to be fair, probably out of all of the 92.9 game factions, the morning shift factions, probably the Squid Nation might not have the best teeth.
What are y'all, British?
Like, yeah, we'll own it.
A little Paulding County
feel. No, in college, I had a similar stretch of like 6 years where I didn't go to the dentist.
Right.
I went in and fully expected a couple cavities, you know, because I had cavities growing up. But then I haven't had any cavities when I go in for a cleaning, and it kind of makes me question my dentist.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what you're looking for? I'm not. I kind of feel like maybe I should have some cavities.
Mr. Squid Billion, no cavities. Are you sure?
Are you sure?
I've had this.
He just wanted to get off work. The dentist did do some afternoon drinking. Yeah, you're fine. Get out.
That tooth is black. Are you sure it's not a cavity? No cavity.
Whole black tooth.
This is the wake-up call, and we also happen to be, you know, talking about the draft because it is the day after the Hawks made the top overall selection of Zachary Richichet, and you can call us at 404-726-0929, and there's so many different topics we've been talking about with this, which one of them happens to be, can Richichet make an immediate...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Get impact to help the Hawks win now. Will the Hawks move Trey or DJ? Is that a possibility? And how does this impact DeAndre Hunter? There's, you know, a number of things you can weigh in on if you want to give us a shout.
I think, and two, when we get Conte on here in 15 minutes or so, Mike Conte will join us to talk about, I'm going to ask him about the atmosphere last night. This is, you know, we had the situation where you had the, you know, the number eight pick and a lot of Falcons fans down at the Benz, and there's kind of a party going on. To see the amount of people down at State Farm last night for one moment, like it literally at the start of the draft, that's why you're there. And then you have kind of the party afterwards, but it's interesting to me because you have the whole draft really ahead of you, and you know there's a lot of more build up with the Falcons thing, and then it's over a 3-day period. Last night, the Hawks have one pick, right? They have one pick, and you had that one moment last night to celebrate, but an absolute capacity looking crowd they showed on television.
They used to have it at CNN Center, and used to always be pretty packed. And I was usually there for that coverage.
Yeah, cool times down at CNN Center, or no?
Yeah, except you know, well, especially the inevitable boos based on whoever the Hawks. What the boo?
Right. Yeah.
Let's go back
Rage
to the
crowd.
We got Charles waiting on us. Good morning, Charles.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
My wake-up call is for the two gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
I want to know how you guys just let this whole date that Tiffany went on yesterday night just pass you by.
We were safe.
Yeah.
Because she said, I'm not going to talk about it. So, you know, we can't make her.
Come on, Charles.
She held a weapon up and she was like, say something. And I was like, I guess I'm not going to ask about the date. But
she gave us that menacing, demonic look like, okay, we're
well,
good.
Well, and look, man. I'm too open. I need to keep my business to myself. I don't want
to
say anything about your date, Tiff, or anything else. But here's what I'll say. Sometimes there are things that happen in our lives that are tough to talk about because there are people that we are close with involved in these situations that are listening to the show. I don't know what's the deal with Tiffany's guy, whatever. I am just saying that, like, sometimes there are situations, be it like with me and my wife, that I'm like, I'm not going to tell that story because she's listening and I know that she's not going to like hearing about it.
I disagree with them, man. They have to suffer for our art.
I will say that I think there's only been maybe two situations that have happened with me in my whole life that I have been like, nah, I'm not going to talk about that on air. And it's a timing thing. I still haven't, I've teased it before. I had to call 911 at Waffle House a couple of weeks ago because a guy was throwing ketchup bottles at a chef. And I was like, you know, I don't know if that's a point. It was a tense situation.
You can share.
Right. Well, no, the problem is that the shape the guy was in and also the fact that my children were present,
yeah.
I was like, I don't think that's something I want to make light of, right? And so
that is fair.
So that's kind of what I'm coming for.
Well, it depends
so
on the way you frame it.
If she wants to share, she can share.
I did it to myself. Like, sometimes I will share and then not share the rest of it, right?
Like, you can't throw the fish line in a spot and expect not to hook something.
But let's be honest. I have shared a lot on this show.
Yeah.
I talked about the random date I was going to take to Puerto Rico, and then I canceled on it, and he probably hates me for the rest of his life, but that's fine.
the cancellation,
like,
on here?
No,
the fact
no,
that you just
not.
Abruptly were we like, nah,
not.
I'm good.
I mean, it was a month out. At least I gave a month out. And he had not
it wasn't the night before. Oh, no,
no,
I can't.
No, he had not purchased a ticket, so, you know, that's fair. So
I have
been,
a headache.
So
something,
Charles,
something suddenly
I've been
came
open
up
in that regard. I think I was trying just to relate to the people.
Can you just tell the people if you had fun last night?
You know, yeah, I had fun.
Yeah, 1 through 10.
I'm not doing a scale
seven?
On this show.
Seven?
What I'm trying to do is Risa say Shea. That I was relating to the people that I was out and I happened to, you know, check on the draft because it's, you know, when else I'm going to be very busy in the coming weeks.
Sure.
I could not fit this date in my schedule. So we did it happen to be draft night. I still needed to pay attention. So I was just relating to the people that, hey, another gentleman at this fine dining establishment was like, oh, yeah, well, I see you looking at the draft. What's going on? And so
and
I,
you were probably streaming on the Odyssey app.
So I was just, you know,
listening
relating
to Conte and Steak,
you know,
and Andy.
Exactly. You know, I had my headphones in my ear. No, I'm just kidding.
You had the, dude, if you had the AirPods
would you like
in
a steak? During
the
meal, huh? What?
What?
Oh my God, steak. Steak! Meeting rare? No. Okay.
So that's all, Charles. That's all. You know, yeah. We'll continue to just drive by it. And
look, man, I'll do my best to continue just little by little pull it out of her.
But no, you don't show your cards. Yeah. You don't show your poker.
Well, listen, here's the thing, Tiff. This show is going to be a lot like, the dating life. If you can just dip your toe in the water, and then you're leaving to go to the Olympics soon, so you can just kind of act like it didn't happen, and you just show back up and be a new person. You know what
I
mean?
No, I can. I can just disappear.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like the Homer Simpson back it into the bushes. You're just like, you know what I mean?
Nice.
I'm going to go on some Eat, Pray, Love sabbatical. I don't know if you gentlemen out there know what that even is about. I don't know if you guys saw that movie with Julia Roberts, and she took a hiatus, quit her job, and ate great food just traveling the world and then found herself.
She just said, YOLO, I'm doing this thing.
So, you know, maybe I'll go over there. I just won't come back.
Yeah. Love Julia Roberts.
You know.
Anyhow.
Meet an artist.
But look, glad you had a good time. That's all I'll say. Now, off the air, I'll probably interrogate you, put a light in your face, and try to figure out what's going on here.
That's
what's
fun.
His name? Tell me where he worked. Yeah, but
goodness gracious.
We won't do that on air.
You know? thanks, Charles. No, I'm just kidding. appreciate you listening.
The people want to know.
The people want to know.
B-Block Black.
B-Block, yes.
I love that.
So they would send me. We have like a minute left before we go.
The puppy story.
But, yeah, I was a weekend sports anchor, but when you're in these small markets, it's like all hands on deck. So I had to do one day of news throughout the week, and it killed my soul. And one time they sent me to, did I have a murder? I had something along those lines that I had to go cover. It was just awful. And I'm like, man, I don't want to be here. And the cop was like, yeah, I don't want to like be talking to you either. This stinks.
Local news is a joke anyway.
Like, and then I'd be like, hey, just give me this sound bite. Like, I need to get out of here. And then one time, this news director tried to send me to a tractor trailer that was just, he got parked on the side of the road, stuck in mud, and he wanted to know how it was going to get out. This was...
There's a great clip online of this dude.
Live at 6.
They dispatched a sports anchor to go out and cover track. Well, it's 7 in the morning. Of course there's traffic. And he's sitting there just complaining. Duh.
What am I doing out here?
Come on.
I want to proclaim February. Right now.
Water's
if
wet.
If you're a news director or someone out there, leave us sports people alone. Okay? We don't want to go out and do the extra stuff.
And your product's
anyway,
a joke.
We went off the rails here. We got Mike Conti joining us. We want to bring it back to the NBA draft and Zachary Richey and the Hawks with the number one overall pick. So we will hear from Mike Conti next here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.